This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays, we cover education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. We've heard about Open Carry, the new law in effect in Texas. It allows license holders to openly carry guns. Later this year, another gun law called Campus Carry goes into effect. Guns must be concealed at colleges. Campuses are trying to figure out how the new law will work. The new campus carry law allows concealed handgun license holders to carry guns on public college campuses. It takes effect in August. For months, college students and faculty have debated the new law, including University of Texas schools and those in the University of North Texas system.
When people hear campus carry, they're like, oh my gosh, guns are going to be all over campus, but it's really not going to be that way. Students aren't just going to be walking around with guns on their hips.
Christopher Lee is the student body vice president at UNT in Denton. He's part of a campus task force studying how to implement the law. He wants to balance fears of some with statistics.
We looked at numbers across the state, and the number of people who are eligible on campus versus the number of students who are people in the state of Texas who actually carry is a very, very, very small percentage.
That's partly because only those 21 years and older can get a license. The UNT task force studied Colorado, the state with the most years of a campus carry law, 12. There had been few campus gun incidents there. UNT professor Eric Fritsch, who chairs the Department of Criminal Justice, says Colorado State University reported no discharges or displays of handguns by license holders in that time. The University of Colorado Boulder reported one. A staffer accidentally fired the weapon. Two people had minor injuries. The staffer was fired.
We have 12 years of history in another state, and we have one accidental discharge of a firearm. There's a lot of concern, I think, among people that this is going to lead to an increase in violence on campus, and there's just really no evidence to support that at all.
That hasn't stopped students or faculty from debating the Texas law, pro and con. Private colleges can opt out. Several have, including Texas Christian University in Fort Worth. Nursing major Gracie Cable says she's fine around guns, but doesn't see the need on campus.
I don't personally feel like I'm in an unsafe environment. If anything, like you can carry mace or, you know, do something, but I think guns a little extreme.
But the president of TCU Campus Republicans, Caleb Chappell, thinks it's extreme to prohibit guns.
Nothing is stopping a student from carrying on campus right now. The difference, in my opinion, in the future, if TCU had opted in to campus carry, is that professor or any other student in that classroom that was law-abiding would have had the ability to stop that situation.
In Austin, UT System Chancellor William McCraven disagrees with the campus carry law, but it doesn't matter. The retired four-star admiral and Navy SEAL says he learned a few things after 37 years in the military.
You argue a point up until a decision is made, and once a decision is made, you salute smartly and you move out. We are at that point. The state legislature passed this law, the governor signed it, so now we have an obligation to follow the law.
While Texas public colleges cannot opt out of the law, they're coming up with plans where they want guns restricted. They're called gun-free zones. Some want to keep guns out of dorms or classrooms, but Attorney General Ken Paxton said last month that would likely be illegal. UNT hopes to have its recommendations ready for regents to consider in February. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.